Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又来到开言英语的节目。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天我们要说一个特别有意思也很实用的话题，就是当你跟外国人见面的时候啊，这个要握手还是拥抱还是轻轻
Yeah, I mean, even I get troubled by this sometimes. Do you give the person a handshake? Do you give them a hug? Or do you give them a big sloppy kiss?
And you are a foreigner, and you're confused. 好，今天 wow, this show is gonna be good. 大家会学到非常实用的英语，还有非常实用也有意思的一些国外的文化和礼仪啊。所以呢，也非常鼓励大家到我们的微信公众号“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言，来查看今天节目的推送。我们的公众号做了大概两年多吧，现在有差不多现在。有将近90万的关注者、不知道今年能不能破百万。
We can do it.
How about, 对，就我们可以弄一个开言的今年的目标、发动大家让我们破百万。Anyway, 不跑题了啊。好，那首先其实我们今天讲的都是一些见面的礼仪嘛。礼仪英语的说法叫做
Etiquette.
Etiquette. E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Right.Etiquette.
Etiquette. 还有一个 manners, 是吧
Manners, yeah.
但 manners 更多的就是、be polite, 要有礼貌
Yeah, I always think manners is like with little kids,、right? You know, you want to teach kids good manners,、but in the real world, in society, it's etiquette.
Etiquette, social etiquette,
社
交礼仪或者我们今天、更具体的是说到见面礼仪
Okay, so greeting?
Greeting etiquette, 对。那这个见面礼仪我自己呢就是有的时候我就很尴尬比如我见到一个人然后特别是一个异性的时候、same gender, 都是女生、
right.
外国就无所谓了亲啊抱啊都对吧很 OK。然后有时候见到一个男的哎呦我第一次被一个外国男的而且我不认识的人抱的时候你都不能想象我心里是多么 conflicted, 多么 confused. 就 what does he mean?
Right.
好那我们今天 why don't we start with this kiss? 好了、
okay.
就这个亲啊。
Okay, so kiss is a kiss is a kiss, but of course we're not talking about a kiss on the lips.
We're not talking about a romantic kiss, right?
Right? When you meet your grandma, maybe you kiss her on the lips.Maybe you guys don't.
Really?、
Yeah.
We don't. Oh yeah, my gosh. Yeah. 你们在国外
Sure, yeah.
长大了也会亲
yeah, of course.
外婆和奶奶亲
It's grandma.
就 lips.
Lips,
亲在嘴巴上
yeah. And my aunties,、yeah, on the lips, of course. Yeah, really.
Oh,
Jenny looks so disgusted.
没有我心里又又崩溃了。那我们说社交的好了。我觉得这个 the social kiss 呢最主要掌握一点就是北美是比较少、you certainly notice it a lot more in European cultures,
absolutely, absolutely.
对吧欧洲的法国、不管是东欧南欧、
right.
我觉得都是啊，像法国意大利然后你到东欧 Russian man love、
yeah.
to kiss.
Yeah, just don't forget guys, like, 国外 is not a one country.
It's many countries, 就是对区别是很大。那我们先要说就是如果你身边是北美的朋友好像他们不太这样 kiss, 最多我觉得异性之间会拥抱 kiss 是比较少。
Right, it's totally okay. Like for me to hug another guy, no problem. A kiss is going to be...
But if we're talking about different genders, like 异性
yeah.
因为我自己回头想想吧我遇到比如欧洲的男性、甚至是 first meeting, right? 第一次见面他们也会 they'll give you a social kiss.
Right.
因为他们觉得不那样的话可能在他们的文化里 it's rude, you know,
right,
it's
right.
bad manner.、
那
这个 kiss 很重要的就是 it's not on the lips.
Not on the lips.
On
your cheeks.
Cheeks 就是你的脸、脸颊，而且呢，这些在脸颊上的亲 ，they don't really like use their lips to kiss your cheek.
It's kind of more of an air kiss.
Yeah, air kiss 就是亲空气，或者说他就是 he's using or they're using their cheeks to touch your cheeks.
Right, and then you're just kind of
对，然后就是空的亲一下空气，只是两边脸贴一下。And very often in European cultures, it's both sides.
Yeah. I think that's why, like, I will go for the one side cheek kiss, but two sides, there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
好吧，反正就是对我的 advice， 我的 tip 就是真的，你不要主动去跟 kiss 他，看他怎么弄吧。
Right,
对方、
right.
不管他男的女的，对吧？就外国人， mm. 然后你 you just follow along， 随大流就好了。好，那我觉得前面说北美不 kiss， it's not entirely true， 因为还是要看北美不同的 circle 啊，不同的圈子，我觉得这个 etiquette 也不太一样。
Right, absolutely. Like my family is what we would call a WASP family.
WASP,
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
新教就是比较保守的嘛。
Yeah, very conservative, very like British, traditional. Whereas like if I came from an Italian family or the European family you just mentioned, then it's going to be more...
而且我前面说不同的 circle 就是我真的也发现到有一些行业比如说什么 maybe advertising
Okay, so in the advertising industry
或者 entertainment 娱乐行业这种可能他们的那种社交
So great to see you
对对对就他们的社交礼仪是比较热情、flamboyant、
right.
over the top
Oh, I love your jeans
或者那个贵妇之间啊，名媛贵妇遇到 socialites、也会 kiss 啊，两个女生也是
darling
对，就是我觉得一个重点，你要 hold the other person's shoulders when you do it right 就是两个手放在他的肩膀上，然后两边，然后 air kiss
okay
好 kiss 说完了以后呢 ，let's talk about hug
okay hug
拥抱，这个你说北美就常见很多
yeah it's pretty we also do a kind of like half hug.Guys do kind of a half hug.
对对对一半半个拥抱、yeah. 因为你不是整个身体上去真的就是身体的 like, 一半
It's because I didn't want to talk about handshake now because we'll talk about it later,、but it's kind of a half handshake, half, you start、with a handshake and then kind of go for the half hug.
这个就是两个男的见面的时候、
yeah.
会可能握个手然后有一点再去一半拥抱一下
Right, turn a little bit、
但是这个是 between friends, right,、people you know
Yeah、
如果不认识或者初次见面你跟一个中国男的和一个外国男的、这个可能就其实握手就可以了
Yeah, hugging might be kind of strange、
对，但当然 European culture 有一些是 When they first met you 最后At the end of the meeting, say goodbye 的时候，有可能他会给你有一点点 social hug，、一点社交的拥抱啊。我其实讲到拥抱异性之间啊，就是，哎，我前天还在路上碰到我一个朋友，也是你们加拿大人 ，He always hugs me。然后因为他也是我先生的朋友，那我每一次我们在一个什么社交场合遇到。He will shake hands with my husband,、but he will hug me. But like you said, it's like a half hug. It's like,、oh, so good to see you.
Right.
不是什么抱你很紧的或者抱你很久 It's just, you know, a very quick one. 对、这样 pat on the back 之类的拍拍背啊什么啊。
Well, you know, these friends you're meeting, Jenny, like, are these...Friends or like business associates?
Oh, 我刚说那个 we met through work, 是通过工作一些关系认识 but then we
then
became friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, personal friends, our kids play together.
Because I'd feel like, you know, hugging my business partner, that、might be kind of weird.
是是是但现在其实工作和生活很多 they intersect, right? They merge.、
Yeah.
但我觉得肯定你们俩要有一些非工作的交集然后那个才、要 hug 因为 hug 还是比较 intimate 就觉得我们 you know, 有一个 personal relationship、
yeah.
not just professional
well for me I mean I'm not much of a businessman but I am a musician、so always meeting other musicians playing
yeah,
with musicians、
yeah.
and of course I have the same problem you know should I hug this guy、you know we just spent 2 hours、on stage sweating、
so what do you do, do, you do
I usually do what you suggested which is kind of wait for the other person Just do what they do.
好，那我们最后就再来看那个握手，好了。
Okay, so handshake.
最 safe, the safest, 最 universal 的。
It is, but then you're always going to get, like, young people always want to do, like, a kind of like a fancy handshake.
对的，他那个特别美国，你看什么 Atlanta 那样的美剧，或者嘻哈帝国，他们里面的嘿呦，就是吧？他握手，然后还会两个人什么搞 it's like a fist fight? 就有点花色, it's kind of. Elaborate.
It's really elaborate, yeah. Like, you know, my very wonderful co-worker Spencer always tries to do something like that. But it's always just very awkward. Because I just want to, you know, do a handshake or something like that. But he wants to try and do a...
But I do notice 很多外国人特别美国人手劲好大哦、Such a firm handshake、把人都握疼了 但是北美就觉得我 firm handshake 是表达我很 you know, sincere 真心诚意的那种
And powerful
好、也是力量的一种展现、是吧、那、你前面还讲到什么 fist bump
Yeah fist bump that's pretty safe
Fist bump, fist 就是握拳、拳头、
right.
Fist bump 就是两个人都握拳然后那样碰一下
Yes, and it is very, very safe because, again, I could, you might think that I want to do a normal, you know, like dad handshake、and the other person wants to do this, like, fancy, you know, rapper handshake But if we both are making a fist、then you can clearly see that this will be a fist bump、Easy little pop done
对但这个就是 男生之间吧男性用的
I've seen a lot of girls do it too
哦、是吗、I've never done it Yeah, but times are changing
Times are changing
It's all about, you know, girl power 但是还是男的之间更多而且我觉得 between a man and a woman 这个 fist bump 也是比较奇怪的
That seems weird, yeah
right, 对吧异性之间不太用啊最后我想问你的就是我们东方的我们中国的这个见面礼仪、鞠躬鞠躬英语怎么说
Oh yeah, this one I'm not an expert on、bow or
bowing 对 B-O-W 对吧鞠躬在北美
Well when we think aboutyou know, Asian people, we just think everybody's bowing all the time.
但其实现在也不会了就是 when we meet someone more senior
Right
or older or you know, clearly is upYou know, above your social hierarchy,、就是在你不管是从年龄还是层级上比你高很多，我们还是会要是有点鞠躬的这个姿势。
Okay, so just a bowing posture.
Yeah, a bowing posture. 对，但在国外，如果比如我接待一个什么外国老教授什么的，我会 bow 那样是 appropriate 吗？还是
I don't think so. I'm
比如你遇到一个。什么很德高望重的一个老前辈什么也是外国人、你会怎么去跟他
I mean, I will, my posture will change, but it won't be a bowing posture.
但也不会鞠躬很就是握手。
Yeah, nice firm handshake.
就是很有力的一个握手、是吧好那今天我们说了很有意思的国外 social etiquette, greeting etiquette, 不知道有没有解决你的一些疑惑还是你像我一样碰到外国人有时候哎我要抱要亲还是握手最后算了还是握手最 safe 啊。都欢迎你在今天的留言里面跟我们分享你的一些故事你的经历啊和你的经验。那也希望大家喜欢今天的这期节目如果你想学到更多实用的英语还有海外的文化礼仪大家都可以那希望你了解一下开言的会员课程因为我们就是这种风格的内容但是呢比这个节目更加进一步的就是我们所有的课程都是用英语讲解的然后我们有中文搭配的文字资料所以可以给你塑造一个更好的全英语环境那我们的主播呢也就是你听到的 Adam Spencer 然后、还有像 Tara Connor 这样大家喜欢的北美主播那你每天都可以学到新课还有我们已经发布的900多节非常实用主题丰富的课程学习一年只要629大家到我们的微信公众号点击菜单就可以免费试用并且升级成为会员 Thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys